First name Felicia, last name Donahoe. Date of birth 12/1968. Date of encounter 04/15/25. History of present illness. This is a patient in a follow-up MVA case. On initial visit, she had stated she'd been to two emergency rooms and unsure of which services were provided. So at that time, we held off on physical therapy so I can get the records to see if I needed to order an MRI or CT to clear her for physical therapy. Since that time, we have not received the records. However, she states that she is physically able to start physical therapy at this point, and that is what we will do. She also has concern for an incidental swelling of her feet. She states her diabetes is very well maintained, and that her kidneys are also functioning properly on the last evaluation. She does complain of continued low back and left hip discomfort. It has been taking the medication as prescribed. Next paragraph, medical history, hypertension, diabetes, arthritis, breast cancer, AFib. Neck surgical history, tubal ligation, partial mastectomy, and a rotator cuff repair. Next paragraph, allergies to morphine. Next paragraph, social history, no reports of ETOH use, but does utilize the smoked tobacco. Approximately half a pack a day. Next paragraph, physical exam. Patient's awake, alert, oriented. No acute distress noted. Eyes equal round, reacted to light, ears bile. Appropriate light reflex, no tympanic membrane bulging. Nose is clear, no rhinorrhea. Throat is no edema, erythema. Airway is patent. Neck is supple with no lymphadenopathy. Respiratory system is breast sounds clear. Abdomen soft and non-tender. Cardiovascular system is regular rate and rhythm. Neck focused low back exam. Positive tenders, palpation, bilateral, lower lumbar, paraspinal muscles with active spasms. No tenderness to palpation over spinous process. Decreased range of motion with flexion and extension due to pain. Deep tendon reflexes, bilateral lower extremities are within normal limits. Next focused exam is left hip, positive tenderness of the trochanter. Decreased range of motion with internal and external rotation due to discomfort. Next focused exam is bilateral feet, edema, pedal pulses are both within normal limits. Sensation is grossly intact. Capillary refill is within normal limits. Next paragraph, diagnosis, low back pain, left hip pain, bilateral pedal edema. Next paragraph, plan. We'll reach back out to get records for emergency room stays to determine if MRI or CT is needed. Also, we'll start physical therapy at this time due to feet swelling and history of uncontrolled diabetes. We'll get an A1C and a kidney function today and follow up based on the results. Patient's discharged in stable condition, advised to follow up as needed.